This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everybody, and welcome. We are so excited today. My name is Tanya Friedman. I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Kinetics USA. And we help healthcare organizations, acute care hospitals, nursing homes, rehab facilities, surgery centers all over the U.S. with the nursing shortage by bringing in internationally educated nurses. And I have with me today my two colleagues, Carl and Jennifer. Hi, Carl. Hi, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. Welcome. Hi, Denise. Hello. And today's topic is going to be the TN. So that is what we're going to be speaking about today. And we are going to be picking the brains of all of our legal experts who are going to be telling us all about the TN and what that entails and who that applies to, who's eligible, and how this can be processed. Okay, so let's get started. So I think Denise, Jennifer, and Carl, if you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself, and just a bit about your history. Maybe let's start with Jennifer.
Sure. Thank you for having me. So I'm a certified immigration law specialist. I've been practicing immigration law exclusively for over a decade. I started working with registered nurses about 5 years ago, actually with attorney Carl Schusterman. So he was sort of my mentor, I would say. So everything I know is mostly from him.
Okay. Well, there you go, Carl. Great accolades for Carl. Okay. Thanks, Jennifer. Denise?
Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me, Tanya. I am Denise Gavica Perez. I have been practicing for the past 20 years, business immigration, working with many hospitals nationwide, working with the Kinetics team. I work at Akerman. It's a national law firm. I'm a partner in the Miami office, and I have a lot of wonderful experience working with the nurses for the past many years. So thank you.
Thank you, Denise. Carl, what about you?
Well, I formerly worked for the Immigration Service for a few years, where I met my wife, who's from Cebu in the Philippines. And I think it was really because of her. She had some nieces who were coming over, and they referred me tons of Filipino nurses. And I think Jennifer and I and the rest of the people have probably immigrated over 10,000 nurses from the Philippines. We represent hundreds of hospitals across the country. And, you know, the nurse, despite the fact that 20 years ago I testified in front of the Senate about the nurse shortage, it hasn't gotten any better, and we still need foreign nurses to come in the U.S.
Yeah, you are so right, Carl. I don't even think it's really a shortage anymore. I think it's a nursing crisis. I think the word shortage is just, that was before the pandemic. With the pandemic now, what we're seeing in the U.S., and I know everybody on this panel can attest to this, is we are just seeing a massive, massive crisis and need for international nurses. There just simply aren't enough nurses in the U.S. So if you are an international nurse that is sitting in your home country right now, and from the Kinetics perspective, Carl mentioned Philippines and Denise and Jennifer, but we recruit from 60 countries all over the world. So if you are in your home country right now and wanting to come to the U.S. and wanting to live the American dream, because the American dream is very much alive and well, I think now is really the time to do it. Okay, so let's start with Denise. What is the TN?
Okay, so the TN is one of several non-immigrant worker visa classifications that allow individuals, professionals from Mexico and Canada to work in the U.S. For specific occupations that are on what's called the NAFTA list of occupations, and nurses fall under that list. So nurses from Mexico and Canada only who have citizenship in Mexico and Canada, because they can have citizenship in other countries, They are allowed to enter the U.S. with a TN worker visa if certain requirements are met.
Okay. So some key things there. Thank you for that overall explanation, Denise. So some key things there is that the nurses have to be citizens of Canada and citizens of Mexico. And you mentioned also non-immigrant. Carl, what is the difference between the TN and an EB3 green card?
So, in lawyer terminology, immigrant means somebody who is going to stay in the U.S. permanently. So that would be somebody with a green card. A non-immigrant is somebody who has a temporary visa to work, study, or visit in the United States. So the TN is a temporary non-immigrant visa, but as we'll talk about later, you can also transition from the temporary visa and get a green card once you're in the U.S.
Okay. All right. So given the retrogression situation and your TN visa is about to expire, is there a chance that it can be affected and will not be renewed? Denise, can you maybe take that question?
Well, I mean, they can renew their TN. The retrogression does not impact, as Carl mentioned, the permanent residence is separate from non-immigrant. So immigrant is permanent, non-immigrant is temporary. So you can renew that temporary status as long as you qualify. You can extend it indefinitely. The TN doesn't have a validity period, an end validity period.
Okay, so it doesn't expire, Irene, I think is the short answer. Carl, can you maybe talk a little bit about the retrogression? I know we're speaking specifically about the TN visa, but obviously there are some nurses that are in the U.S. on a TN visa and are now worried about the retrogression.
Okay. So the retrogression applies to green cards. There are a certain amount of green cards that can be issued each year in different categories. So in the employment categories, there's 140,000 a year, although unused numbers from the family categories go over to the employment categories. So we're looking at the best year since I've been an immigration attorney, and that's over 40 years already. There's going to be 290,000, over double the number of green cards given out to people through their jobs this year. So this is the perfect time to apply. However, the numbers have moved forward so rapidly in the last year that the State Department, and we have a page on our site with the video, if you want to watch the Charlie Oppenheim, my friend from the State Department, actually talk about exactly how he figures out the numbers. But they're predicting that instead of being current, now current means you're at the front of the line. It's like you're going to a movie and you just walk right in. You don't have to wait in line. So the Philippines have been current for quite a few months right now, and most of the rest of the world has been current also. But in November, Charlie is predicting that there is going to be a retrogression. So there may be like a few months that somebody will have to be petitioned by their employer and then have to wait a few months before they can apply for the green card. But if they're in the U.S. on a TN visa, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. They can just stay, wait those few months, and then they can apply for, we call it adjustment of status. That's a term for getting your green card in the U.S., which I highly recommend, rather than going back to the U.S. Embassy in the Philippines to get your green card.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
You saying it's better to do adjustment of status.
Right. I mean, number one, the embassy in Manila has been mostly closed. And, you know, the nurses and everybody else, they rank under different priority criteria. So you may be able to get a fast interview and you may not be able to get a fast interview. If you're in the United States, not only are the immigration offices, and Jennifer can talk about this because she's constantly getting green cards for people at the different immigration offices, but not only are they opening up more in the United States, but if something would go wrong and like you don't have the paperwork and you get a letter from immigration saying, come back and bring this. And in the meantime, you can keep working. If you go to the embassy in the Philippines and they say, oh, you need paperwork 1, 2, and 3, well, you're stuck there. You don't have a job until you get the green card and come back. So I would highly advise people who are here on TNs to just adjust their status, not go back to the embassy.
Okay, so good advice. Thank you for that, Carl. Jennifer, just explain who is eligible to receive the TN.
Sure. I mean, again, like we've said, you have to be a citizen of either Canada or Mexico. So, you know, permanent resident is not going to fly with that. You do have to be one of these specifically listed professions. Obviously, registered nurse, which we're mostly talking about today, is one on the NAFTA list. So the list is specific. You'd have to look at that. And that it has to require, you know, some type of professional, whether that's a diploma, a degree, a certificate, you would need all of that lined up, that you do have a job or prospective employment, that the employer provides, you know, an employment letter. You can't just be working for, you know, yourself. So maybe a hospital or a dialysis clinic or something like that. They'd have to give you a job offer. And that you, like I mentioned, you have to qualify for that profession. So as a registered nurse, you have to, you know, complete your bachelor's and get your, you have to pass your certificates. And then also you must have a visa screen as well as the CGFNS to when you do apply for the TN.
Okay. All right. So thank you for that. Denise, can you... just talk a little bit about the visa screen.
Sure. Yes. So the visa screen is issued by CGFNS. The nurse has to meet certain requirements, such as they have to complete the NCLEX, or they have to the predecessor to the NCLEX. They have to have that. They have to have an education that's equivalent to a U.S. degree in nursing. And back to the NCLEX, they just have to prove that they're proficient in English as well. So that's part of it. So they have to meet those and other requirements in order to qualify for the visa screen. And as Jennifer mentioned, you need the visa screen in order to obtain the TN. So it's absolutely necessary. Without it, even if you meet all the other requirements, you cannot be issued a TN.
Okay. And just a note to everybody that the visa screen is valid for 5 years. So it's really important to make sure that the visa screen is valid when you're going to be crossing the border and getting the TN. To anyone in the panel specifically, does the TN officer, well, does this, the Canadian, when they go through the Canadian border to come into the US, do they need the CES report? No, everyone's done.
I'm not actually sure what's a CES.
So the CES report is required by some of the nursing boards when nurses apply to take the NCLEX exam. So some of, like for instance, Texas asks for the CES report.
Oh, okay.
So I think just, you know, to, and maybe because the lawyers are used to the immigration side,
right.
Everybody's exactly. On the licensing side, that, you know, the CES, some officers are asking for that report, for the CES report. So if you have that, that is a plus. What we actually tell our nurses is if you have that, put that, have two folders, one folder of the required documents that you need in order to apply. And we're going to go through that list of documents and then have it in a second folder, any supporting documents. So the CES might be like a supporting documents. A supporting document. How soon after obtaining a TN can someone get a green card? Carl.
Oh, me again. Okay. there's no time limit But here, you know, as a former Immigration Service attorney, there are certain things that you should do, even though it's not actually written into the law. So remember, we talked about non-immigrants and immigrants, the non-immigrants being on temporary status, the immigrants being on green card status. So the TN is the type of visa where you're supposed to have no immigrant status, I mean, no immigrant intent, no intent to stay permanently in the U.S. So, you know, I realize that a huge number of people that are coming on TNs would like to get green cards, almost, you know, I mean, we've represented thousands of people like that. But the smart thing to do is when you come into the U.S., don't immediately apply for a green card the next day. A good waiting time is 90 days. Once you've been in the U.S. for 90 days, you can have an epiphany and say, oh my God, I just love it here. I'm not going to go back to Toronto or Vancouver. I want to stay in the United States and have your employer apply for the green card petition at that time.
Okay, thank you, Carl. How long does it take for a nurse to migrate to the U.S. after the NCLEX, Denise?
Well, it depends. It depends what country they're from, if their immigrant visa is available. Assuming that the visa is current, from the time that the I-140 is filed until they arrive, it could take about a year or less. It depends if it's, again, if the immigrant visa is current for that person where they're from their country of birth, and if the process has already been started for the immigrant visa, because they're part of it is a prevailing wage determination, and as we all know, that's taking about 5 to 6 months, or maybe sometimes even more, to obtain before you can even file the form I-140. So, but I would say if all the stars are aligned, and you have the prevailing wage available to the employer, they have the prevailing wage available, it would take about a year, as long as immigrant visas continue being available within a year, because that depends, that also has an impact on the process. It's not when an immigrant visa becomes available, it's how soon does the officer get to your file in order to process the paperwork. Sometimes they take months to get to the file, even though there's an immigrant visa available today, let's say. It may not be available in January by the time they get to the actual petition, the documentation, the adjustment of status application if they're here, or the appointment that they can be scheduled for overseas. It really has so many different factors that influence the result. But I would say about that timeline.
Okay, so thank you for that. And I think with an immigrant visa, with an EB3 green card, we have to also take into consideration, as Denise said, we're in the middle of a pandemic, unfortunately, and there are a lot of extraneous factors that nobody ever anticipated. And right now, for example, we're seeing massive backlogs at the, with expediting cases. So unfortunately, because of the staffing shortages in many of the consulates. So unfortunately, it's there are other factors that can influence that timing. But thank you for that general guidance.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.